Welcome to The Word, a podcast for the Antioch College community. I'm Wyatt Sowers, a Miller Fellow at WYSO and a student at Antioch College. The snow has melted, the grass is getting greener, and it's starting to warm up. We've just come out of a cold winter here in Ohio, and spring has just begun. This year's maple tapping season has just ended. The Antioch College campus is covered in maple trees, but they haven't been tapped on a large scale until now. About a mile away from the college is a farm called Flying Mouse Farms. One of their primary products is maple syrup. They provide co-op opportunities for students, and this year they became more involved with the college by spearheading a project to tap around 80 of the maple trees on campus. Students, as well as farm workers, did the tapping last March. When the tapping was just beginning, I talked about the project with Antioch College farm manager, Kat Christians. How involved are you with the tapping of the maple trees?
Well, I helped be in contact with the farmers who is tapping them. So, you know, we have all this great resource, which is a bunch of maple trees on campus. And then we also have this great resource, which is a local farmer who does maple syruping. So if you combine those two, then we have maple syrup, which is everybody loves, right, which is very delicious. And then we also have a really cool learning experience for students who can help out with that process.
All right. And is this the first year that we have tapped the maple trees?
No, we did it. We did a smaller on-campus tapping last year as part of the Global Seminar on Food. So we had a whole group of students who chose as their project to tap just a couple maple trees at the Antioch farm. And I think they ended up getting maybe a half gallon of syrup at the end. So it was definitely a much smaller production, but it was more for the educational purpose. And I think they had a really great time doing it. And then, of course, we enjoyed their syrup, too.
Later, I also talked to Michelle Burns and John DeWine, the lovely folks who run Flying Mouse Farms. Would you mind, like, sort of walking me through the process, start to finish, of the collection and then boiling down of the sap into the syrup?
So we'll tap the trees in the early spring, drill a hole, put in a little spigot in there that'll hang the bucket. We'll hang the bucket on there and then wait for the right weather to come. When we get the right weather and the sap is flowing, then we'll go and have a couple people with 5-gallon buckets walking around collecting everything. Then they put it into a collecting tank. Then they will drive it back to the sugar shack, and it'll get pumped up into another tank, and then it goes into the evaporator, where we use wood and we keep it going constantly while it's running, and we can boil off about 800 gallons sap an hour that way. And then we bottle it, and it's ready to go.
Can you sort of go a little bit into more depth about how the sap is turned into the syrup?
Sure. The syrup's in the sap, basically, and we just need to get rid of the extra water. It comes out looking, smelling, tasting almost like water, and it's about 40 times water per part syrup. So basically, the evaporator is just a big, it just has a lot of surface area, and it will, we keep a good fire going, and we just boil it until it's flowing and continuously. And when it's ready, we have a thermometer that'll tell you that syrup will boil 7 degrees higher than sap or water. So when it's ready, it'll be the right temperature. Then we'll take it out and then we'll test it. We use a hydrometer, get the density, and filter it, and heat it up again, bottle it, and it's ready to go.
What are sort of the goals for this project of the collaboration between the farm and Antioch?
Well, I think working with Antioch College is a great way to reach out to some of the students to get them involved in what we're doing. I know there's a lot of farm activity going on the campus, and this is just another aspect that they can see. I mean, obviously it benefits us by giving us more sap to work with, and then also you know, you guys having something delicious in your dining hall is an added benefit. So we really like working with Antioch and the students, and so this is just one more way we can do that.
The tapping has ended, the sap has been boiled down, and now we have the finished product. We received 2 full gallons of maple syrup from our collaboration with Flying Mouse Farms this year. Much of the food in the Antioch dining halls comes from partnerships with local farmers like Flying Mouse Farms. So I went to the North Hall kitchens to talk to Antioch Food Service Coordinator Isaac Delamater about the subject. How do you feel about collaborations between local farmers and the kitchens here at Antioch?
Well, I think it's paramount to what we're trying to do here. Building those relationships is really important, not only just to get good food, but to build community. So, we have a business partnership with these farms, but we also build personal relationships with them. A lot of them live or interact in and around town, so we engage with them on many levels. I think that when you're building a sustainable food system, it has to rely on more than just like financial relationships. It has to rely on other relationships too. So, you know, we have trees that need tapped. This farmer knows how to tap them. So, you know, we go into that kind of relationship together and split the spoils. So everybody wins. And it's just a good thing to do, you know. So it might not be like the best way to make money, but when you eliminate that as your number one priority, then I think life gets a lot better. So
thanks for listening to this month's edition of the Antioch Word. Music for the Antioch Word was written, produced, and performed by Seth Kaplan. I'm Wyatt Sowers. Come back next month for another edition of the Antioch Word, right here on WYSO.org.